Well, back in Australia, the air quality in the country's biggest city has improved somewhat today, bringing relief to Sydneysiders who choked their way through dangerous readings more than 11 times hazardous levels yesterday. But around 100 bushfires are still burning, and the political debate over what's behind the unprecedented conditions isn't going away either, as Julia Holman reports.
Scientists say there's no debate that these bushfires and the associated smoke blanketing large parts of the country's east coast are intensified by climate change. Some Australian politicians, even on the Conservative side, also agree.
Look, what we're seeing at the moment is some of the hottest temperatures on record. I mean, this year is the second hottest year in New South Wales's history, following last year, which was the hottest year in New South Wales's history. We're seeing a record drought, which is the worst in living memory. And we're seeing these extreme bushfires. These are all the things the scientists told us would happen as a result of climate change.
That's the New South Wales Energy and Environment Minister, Matt Keane. He expressed that view at a clean energy conference yesterday and again this morning.
This is not me saying it, it's the scientists and the experts saying that. We should be stopped putting ideology into this debate and start putting the science and the expert opinion into the debate. It's about time that happened.
But Matt Keane's frankness isn't replicated within his own Liberal Party.
The focus has to be on looking after our communities that are struggling through very intense and current conditions right now. Have the philosophical debates about what's caused these bushfires and droughts. I live in a regional community. Clearly we see our climate changing and some issues that we have to deal with as part of that. But for now, the focus has to be on looking after those communities that are struggling and that are hurting.
The New South Wales State Education Minister, Sarah Mitchell, told RN Breakfast the state government has the situation under control.
We've had massive school closures over the last few weeks in New South Wales. One day a few weeks ago, we had over 600 schools shut because of the fire activity. And it is a concern and we need to manage it appropriately, but in line with our school communities, and that's what we do.
And at the federal level, the reluctance to even discuss any link to climate change continues.
Well, indeed, Matt Keane has made those comments. He's not in my party. He's a member of the Liberal Party. I'm a member of the National Party. In fact, I'm the leader of the National Party.
The Deputy Prime Minister, Michael McCormack, distanced himself from Matt Keane's comments, and the man who thinks climate change is only an issue for inner-city raving lunatics argues that most of the bushfires we're seeing are the result of arsonists.
Most of these fires have been caused by little Lucifers running around with matches and fire starters and creating havoc.
And the Federal Communications Minister and Sydneysider Paul Fletcher was asked three times if he agreed with his New South Wales colleague Matt Keane that the bushfires are exacerbated by climate change.
Matt Keane is a friend of mine. I have a high opinion of Matt. I'm not a subject matter expert. I've not had the chance to read his speech.
The Minister continued to dodge the question.
What I would say is that we know that the issue is temperatures, dryness, and all of these are clearly relevant factors.
John Hewson is a professor at the Crawford School at the Australian National University and a former leader of the Federal Liberal Party.
Paul Fletcher, the Minister for Communications, failed completely to communicate.
He's accusing Paul Fletcher and other coalition members of obfuscating.
Paul did everything he could not to admit that link. And you say to yourself, why? Just he looked ridiculous. Sounded incredibly dumb in terms of not being able to answer the question. It's because they're playing a silly political game where they don't want to be seen to be held accountable for more action on climate change. And so they're out there obfuscating. They just don't want to admit the link because they know then that they'd need to focus on the transition that would be required for this country to make the move to a low carbon society, net zero emissions by 2050.
John Hewson was at the same Sydney conference yesterday where Matt Keane delivered his speech.
People put it to me, he's broken ranks within the coalition. I mean, he's stating a position and he stated it quite strongly, but, everyone agrees.
And he's warning political parties not to ignore the widespread community concern.
Young people are concerned because they know they're going to inherit the problem. Older people are worried about their children and their grandchildren and the future that they're leaving. And it's grossly irresponsible inaction.
And that's the former federal Liberal leader, John Hewson. Julia Holman with our report. Well, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian also spoke out on the issue this afternoon, backing her Environment Minister's statements on the need to deal with climate change.
Well, look, climate change is a reality. And we've accepted that as a government since the day we came to government. We know climate change is a reality. We know that we're experiencing extreme weather conditions. And we know that all governments have to act in that regard. And I'm proud of my government's record in that regard. But I also appreciate at this time, I think the community can appreciate that I'm focusing on making sure we're doing everything we can to protect property and life. But of course I accept the fact of climate change. Of course I accept that all governments around the world have to play their part in addressing these extreme weather conditions. And I expect my Environment Minister to be a champion of those issues.
That's the New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian.